There are those who say that life is an illusion, and that reality is simply a figment of the imagination.
Look who the birds have brought us this week. Welcome, and congratulations for crossing the threshold of realities. There's much to share if you know the language of the birds. A huge shout out to our latest patrons, Jeannie and Gail, and a big vote of thanks to Danielle, who has sponsored the show at the producer level. We return to our series 21st Century Healers for your enjoyment and education. Welcome back to the Godbox Cafe. I am your host and audio architect, Valkyrie. I would absolutely indicate that a true audio architect is in our midst, and we are going to have a conversation with her that will rock your world. I can speak with certainty on that because I have experienced it firsthand, and I will now hand over the bulk of this conversation to the most magnificent Catherine Varga, who is the co-founder of the Sound Reiki Institute. Catherine, give us a bit of a background on your spiritual journey that brought you to a point where you walked away from the corporate arena and established this most extraordinary method of healing through sound.
Well, thank you very much. It's such an honor and pleasure to be here with you, with all of you. And thank you so much. It's so delightful to talk about sound and vibration and how that's been integrated and introduced in my life. And it was such an interesting story. I had a recruiting agency firm for, gosh, over 20 years, and it was very successful. I loved being an instrument of love through recruitment, where I was helping people. Our whole company was helping people. It was just so wonderful to be in that role where I was working with my intuition as well. And I ended up becoming the top of my field when I was working with others, and decided to open my own company way back in 1988, and had that experience for over 20 years. And I absolutely loved it. It was pure joy. It aligned to my personal philosophy. We were a little bit different than most companies were because of the way that we wanted to treat people and the experiences that people had when they were with us. But after that length of time, things had changed in the marketplaces. Businesses were changing. We had the 9/11 situation, which affected our work here in Canada as well. And also, I was starting to shift and change. I could start to feel the growth, and I needed to do something different. I loved what I did. I was a master of my universe at that time, and was very passionate and cared deeply about the work I did and how I influenced others. I had a great relationship with my clients that I was working with. And one of my clients one day said to me, "Hey, there's this place that I'm going to starting up these meditation classes. Would you like to come with me?" And it was just in somebody's house. It was just very simple. And it was only about 5 or 6 people. So I thought, well, you know what, the hey, we're looking to do some things that are different. I knew how to do some meditations. It was something that naturally had come to me anyway. It's kind of the way I live and work, as well as is receiving impulses and ideas, like most people do. But I was very familiar with meditations, but I thought, gosh, you know, you learn something from everybody. So I am going to go. So I went for the introduction to meditation classes, and it was so great to be with like-minded people. And outside of corporate, because I was in a very, very competitive, corporate, fierce kind of business. And here it was this beautiful collaboration with these people with the meditations. And as we were doing the meditations, I went to the level 1, level 2, level 3. It was so comforting. It was like a warm blanket every time I went. But what I found was also my intuition, that door was opening up in a very different way. And then the meditation teacher invited somebody she had come across who was working with ascension. And so here we were now taking a high vibration, high consciousness, learning more, becoming more spiritually attuned. And she was then saying, hey, she's got an experimental program working with ascension mastery. And we were wondering if any of you would be interested, because she's going to come up from the US to do this on a weekly basis. apparently on a galactic level. We only have a certain amount of time to do this because she was very in tune to energies and the shifting energies on the planet, which was very new to me at that time. So we said, sure, why not? So 18 of us signed up for that program. And that program was an intensive weekly 3 months. And part of the Ascension Mastery program was to learn Reiki. So I thought, okay, that's kind of cool. And so I'm going to check this out and see how it works. So we did Reiki, which was great. The Asui Reiki system, which was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. At the time, I was training in martial arts as well. So I was really strong in my body-mind connection, but it was on a very physical level as well. But the martial arts also allowed me to be physical, but also all connecting mind, body, in a spiritual level, but not in this kind of way. So it was a wonderful compliment for me to start to learn how to work with energy. And I realized that actually energy moved a lot around me very, very quickly. I knew that I had intuitive gifts because I had a variety of experiences prior to this time that indicated to me that I was definitely blessed and guided. I had a personal miracle happen to me. So I was aware that something about me was wanting to be developed or wanted to come out. And here was the way that it did. And completely different from corporate, completely different from that third dimensional reality. And here I am floating into the fifth dimensional reality with these folks. It was awesome. After working with them for about 3 months or so, we got our Ascension Master Certificate and we started to incorporate sound. So we learned traditional Reiki, then we started to learn sound, and then we started to learn about consciousness, and then we started to learn about different frequencies, vibrations, and ascension. It was a fantastic program, but the thing that surprised me the most was the reaction of my wonderful and generous and giving teacher. I had met some teachers in the past and had the experience where teachers who I, of course, you give unconditional love, at least I did too, and you know, respect. But when I found that every time I would raise my consciousness or my skill level would come out, that I would be dismissed from the class. You know, it was like, get out. Yeah, you're good. Get out. So I actually turned me off of actually exploring spiritual studies. But when I met this group, you know, 10 years later, it was fantastic. And we started to grow. And I had excelled at this particular type of healing, working with the energy, with the hands, with Reiki, with the symbols. Also, intuitively, I really expanded in what energies I could see and feel. And within about a year, I was always asked to be the leader of the classes after about 3 or 4 months. And eventually, after less than a year, my teacher was generous and offered the class to me and said that she would like to now give the classes over to me and to now follow me. I had some extraordinary experiences in these classes where I was able to take vibration and frequency and able to create things, open doorways, close doorways, move things, things that I was not taught. And so when I would finish the classes, I would go home and I would start to process everything I was learning. And I would find different applications for these different techniques that we had learned in the class before. And I would present them in the time that I would see them again. And eventually they became part of what her teaching was. And it was amazing because she said she had never seen anything like this. She said she's never seen anybody be able to move energy so effortlessly and easily. And I'm like, I'm a humble person. So I'm like, yeah, everybody can do this because I firmly believe that whatever I can do, everybody can do. I will always believe that. And so we ended up becoming, of course, great friends. I ended up teaching these classes and I ended up adding more things and incorporating it into my life. And then I decided this was something that was really kind of cool. And I am an entrepreneur, so I am happy with risk taking. And so I decided I was already at the pivotal point. And I know that Spirit had come in and said, hey, look at this meditation. And wow, all of a sudden I excelled in areas that I never needed to use in the other life that I had. So I never knew that these skills were really developed and that they existed in me. And I certainly encourage that for everybody because the work I was doing did not really cultivate these kinds of things to the degree that these other classes did. So what a blessing to find this teacher. Then she handed it over the classes to me and said, I want to follow you because you're doing some amazing things. And so eventually all things come to a conclusion and we had our time together. It felt right to move on. And so we blessed and released ourselves from the teacher-student relationship. And then, of course, Heather, my colleague, the co-founder of the Sound Reiki Institute, was in that Ascension class as well. She was coming from corporate and we both decided to partner up because we were in the highest part of our classes. So it was her. I admired her so much and we connected so much. And of course, we ended up having so many past lives together after that connection was right there. You know, it's like, I know you. How do I know you? I've never met you. And we have been great friends ever since. And what we decided to do is to take sound and to take Reiki and start to change it. And so that was my journey. And ever since then, I cultivated this. We started to create our school and I've never looked back. So I always felt that I would be successful in the material world at the early part of my life. Everything happened early. I got married early. I got this business when I was 27 years old and it became a multi-million dollar business. And so I knew that in order for me to be back into my spiritual realm, that I had made a decision with spirit and my higher self that I was going to do all the physical stuff, prove myself in the material world. And I did that. And then I was able to go into the spirit. So I had no idea consciously that that was the case. But as I moved into the spiritual practice and eventually created my own practice and so forth, I realized that, you know, 2020 hindsight, that this was destined. There was no way that I was coming into this lifetime and not being involved in spiritual work or spiritual teachings in some way. So here it is, 2020 hindsight, it was destined. And I got all of that done at the early part of my life. And now I get to play with everybody else and being in this fantastic time of ascension that we are all deciding to be on with this planet to bring our light, to move it. And what an exciting time to be alive.
Most assuredly. And I have taken your course, so I can attest to the fact that it was indeed life-altering for me as well. Interestingly enough, prior to having even met you, through the course of my own spiritual journey, as far as my early shamanic training, which was over 20 years ago, I was asked to do a walking meditation. And the message that came clear to me was, sound will be your salvation. And I had no idea what that even meant. So as you said, 2020, and interestingly enough, 2020 most assuredly is a turning point in humanity's collective movement towards another expression of itself. I believe that you have been fundamental and catalytic with respect to making that level of awareness spread out through the masses. And would you say, on the basis of having established your school when you did, in comparison to what is going on now, how has the nature of the category of students changed? And what would you say you've noticed is very different in these times with respect to how people approach this modality and how they can utilize it now that it is somewhat more part of mainstream, shall we say, in the sense that there are many more people who are aware and are looking for precisely these types of things?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Yes, you're absolutely right. The missionary work is sort of completed on the sound healing and the vibrational healing and working with frequency and vibration. And gosh, it's been so much part of our lives without really realizing it, the ultrasounds and how it's been already working with medicine. But when we were looking in way back in, I would say 2008, when the school started, at the time it was really, we created this program and I wasn't sure if it was able to be taught, how I could communicate this in a way to activate people's talents and gifts very quickly. And in 2008, the world was going through a great deal of changes at that time as well. The economy had collapsed. We were going through a lot of crisis. So there's a lot of parallels. That was the crumbling of the foundation. And of course, in the last couple of years, it has absolutely been devastated, which is exactly what is supposed to be happening. So we are on track. We are on track. It's hurt. But we can make it owies. We can make it painful. But at the same time, you know, I really believe only good things happen. That is my personal philosophy, because even though it may not feel that way, as it didn't in 2008 for so many people, it was a blessing because it was a call to action to make change. Sometimes when we have personal changes we want to make, we can say, hey, that doesn't feel good. I'm going to change that. Gee, I didn't like the way that tasted. I'm never eating that again. But when it comes to behavior, sometimes it's harder to see that we are in some kind of habit and that we have to sometimes be dropped to our knees before we decide to change something. and or have it ripped out of our hands or taken away. And it sometimes it just happens that that's we hold on to a belief system that is just not working for us anymore as we grow. So in 2008, the people that we were looking and attracting are a lot of people that were Reiki practitioners moving, that were especially in the traditional Reiki, that were looking for something a little bit different, staying in the same modality, everything that was pretty much the same, but just wanted to take it to another level. And because we were at that time, really, we didn't know a lot of people that were doing a lot of sound and frequency and vibration teaching at that time. So it was relatively new. So we found that we had to do a lot of education for people so that they understood that vibration and frequency is everything. The law of physics says that everything vibrates, whether it's the chair you're sitting in, whether it's you, whether it's the planet, whether it's the house that you're in or whatever you're doing. But not only that on a physical level, but it's also thoughts and feelings. So at that time, when so many people were going through the same kind of things that they're going through right now, it was really helpful to help people find their voices. Because the way that we work with sound, as you know, is actually through our voices. We state intentions, which are replacing the symbols. So our intentions are what drives the energy. And of course, the tones are that prayer in sound. But the beautiful thing and the unique thing about the sound Reiki we created is that there is no real song book that goes with it. It actually, every individual is able to get to the frequency that they need to be based on the prayer that they say ahead of time. That prayer directs energy, and the sound that comes out afterwards is now allowing it to exponentially get to the point of where it is instantly. Instantly. We're not working for an hour. Everything is happening in the speed of sound and light. And because we work primarily with sound and light, we found that people were finding their voices. You didn't need to know how to sing in order to do the sound Reiki. It was simply an expression. And people loved it because, well, most people have a voice, right? Everybody has a voice, but they weren't using it. And of course, when you start to let go of the fear and move into more of a love-based thinking and a love-based energy system, which is what sound Reiki is, then you are starting to find your voice. And when you find out that your voice can heal, there's a tremendous sense of self-confidence, a self-empowerment that your voice has meaning, your voice has power. You're speaking your truth, not only speaking your truth because these intentions are spoken, but I found that people really embrace their voices. And how important is that now? How important has that always been? But how loudly are they speaking now, which is fantastic. So one of the things that were really beneficial is people coming to find their voices. They were so hesitant at first to actually tone and to use their voices. But once they did, man, and once they sang in front of one of their friends or families that they were trying to help out, and their friends and family go, hey, I felt that. Hey, I feel better. Hey, I felt that, you know, oh my gosh. And the wonderful thing, of course, about that sound and healing is that we can start to not only have it with our families and our healings and what we're sharing, and of course, our own personal healing journeys, but also with the world, because sound has no boundaries. I could be saying a prayer of intention and doing it a tone, and that prayer is felt by somebody across the world without me seeing them or being there. So it is really magnificent. So that was really opening the door to say, all right, now we're seeing imbalances of energy. Let's help to remove the imbalances of energy that other people are affecting us or that our own thinking is affecting us. Why is our vibrational frequency low? Because there's only two kinds of energy, positive and negative, is high vibration and low. So what I found is that people could see the relationship between having a high vibrational frequency by clearing their energy through their own tones instantly, not an hour away, not 20 minutes away. It only took a minute to do this whole process. And then I started to take a look at people wanting to know a little bit more. They wanted to know, why am I receiving these energy cords? Why am I receiving these imbalances of energy? Why am I attracting these relationships that are no longer serving me? They're always the same, different pair of pants, but the same outcome. We now know, of course, that all relationships are a mirror of how we feel about ourselves. And so people wanted to take a look and see, what is it about me that is attracting these energies? So now that is an important question where they took responsibility. What is it about me? Not in a, oh, I'm something terrible about me, but no, what is it about my way of being and thinking that is attracting this cycle that I would like to get out of? That opened the door to something called Soul Child. And that Soul Child was a way that we were using the sound Reiki energy to be able to go into limiting beliefs that were created in childhood. So now we could evolve and to find out why these energies kept coming to you, why you're attracting these unfortunate events, why you're struggling to achieve what it is that you desire, knowing that you're a good person, that you know, and you truly know that you desire it, that you've put your time in. You've kissed the frogs, but you've kissed the princes, you've kissed everybody. And so I've got to do something right. I've got to kiss the right person at one point. Well, I'm going to kiss me now. And so what happens is that once we start to focus, of course, on ourselves, because everything is a projection of that and our belief system, I was able to, through Source, go into meditation. And now we were ready to take the energy clearing and energy healing that we were doing a much deeper level. And so I was able to take a look at a process where we could use sound to clear limiting beliefs and to develop a system that we use called the Soul Child Alignment Method, where we're able to take and identify exactly the year of where a limiting belief was started. And this is without judgment. This is without any kind of condemnation that parents were bad. You know, everybody does the best they can. I always focus on intention. And that's part of this process, is when we're reacting to things, to look at the intention. Did the person have the intention to actually do whatever happened in the outcome? And I found that once people were more conscious how much their childhood experiences deeply affected their thinking and how they felt about the world, how they felt about money, what their relationship was with money. Oh no, it's bad. What their relationship was with relationships. Oh, they're a lot of work and all the good ones are gone. And oh, I got to give up something. And oh, it's okay. So now that comes from experience, right? So here we are now projecting this experience and wondering why we're getting exactly what we're dreading. And when we see that vibration is so magnetic, and we're able to develop one way of thinking can automatically change what you're attracting. Of course, we know that through the law of attraction. But the law of attraction is fueled by the law of vibration. And every thought that we have, you know, over those 70,000 thoughts sometimes we have a day, not all of them catch our attention. But what does catch our attention where we have an emotional response to some of those thoughts? Well, those are the ones that are stuck. They're the ones that are in the back shed of the mind that we don't want to let go of. And so working with sound and vibration and sound Reiki evolved into now helping our students to identify what the limiting belief of that keeps their vibration locked in such a low vibration of depression, of sadness, and of course, the big one, low self-esteem, not feeling enough, not feeling worthy enough, which I believe from my experiences with working with so many people, that that is really that pandemic. That is the most harmful thing and the easiest thing at the same time that can be shifted is how you truly feel in your heart about yourself. And it's not based on what somebody else told you, or is it? That is what we need to unravel. And working with sound and vibration, knowing that it moves energy instantaneously, knowing that it can shift our way of thinking from a low vibration way of thinking, one that attracts more things to be afraid of, and into more love-based thinking of things to appreciate, value, and to continue to enhance your life. And of course, once you start manifesting something, there's no stopping you. That is one of the ways going into how sound Reiki has changed and evolved, because I find moving now into the time we're in, that more and more people are conscious of this also, this fact of a limiting belief, that they know that they want freedom. It's moving away from control into freedom. And not only are we doing that, in my opinion, on a global level, moving from structures that like control, that have been in control for 2,000 years, and moving into this beautiful age of Aquarius, which is freedom, which is community. There's no competition. It's not natural to us. And so cooperation is our natural way of being. If you think of heaven, or if you think of another place where you pass, nobody's fighting. It's cooperation, because everybody truly has everything. And when we come from love and love-based thinking, your vibrational frequency raises. When your vibrational frequency raises, you get to see the things that are boat anchors to you much more clearly, and not look at them from a place of fear, but look at them from a place of compassion. And where we can start to say, wow, look what happened. I've got 20/20 hindsight as to what was happening. It can't hurt me anymore. And then we start to take a look and make friends with our past, not in the respect that we want to repeat it, but that we're able to have the courage to look at it. And when we have a system with the soul child, where we're able to identify through muscle testing in an instant, what year, what is the limiting belief that's affecting you right now, today? Because we're not looking at the worst day of your life. We're looking at what is affecting you today. So when we focus on things that are bothering you or holding you back today, they are often linked into other limiting beliefs, but you can only focus and be in the present. Your biggest power is in the present. Your connection to source, a spirit, that which you pray to, that which you believe in, is the strongest when you are in the present. When you're thinking about the past, nobody can hear you. When you're thinking about the future, a place that has not arrived yet, it doesn't exist, you're also in the illusion land. But when you are in presence, then, like when you're in meditation, you can hear your own higher self. You can hear the voice of spirit, or that which you pray to or are guided by, the clearest. In fact, I know the Course in Miracles says, through Marianne Williamson, that the strongest connection that we have with the divine is when we are focused in the present. And so that's when you can hear. It's not the divine is not present in those past and future. It's that you can hear the loudest during that time. So I find that now people are very focused and determined on unraveling the past, as we are as a collective, to shake down, pull down the pillars of what we thought was reality and bring them down to the foundation. Now, what we see outside of us is happening inside of us. So we are taking an honest look, as everybody is right now, as to what is working and what isn't. And some of the good things that are happening from this devastation of this pandemic with COVID is that we have been more in tune to our health and well-being. It has allowed us to tune in to who we are and how our body feels and how we're thinking and how we feel about things way more than we ever have. Our relationships with others are coming to light. They may not be in the way that we want to see them, but they are the truth. And there is only one truth. There are no versions of truth. And so if we are honest with ourselves as the light that is on the planet right now that is asking us to ascend, the light on this planet compared to that 2008 transformation is much stronger. We have so much photonic light coming from the planet Sirius through the great divine central sun that is coming onto the planet because we have a lower magnetic field right now. So each and every one of us right now is raising our vibrational frequency just by being on this planet at this time. But what we do to accelerate that, because consciously you made the decision to come here, in my humble opinion, for the purpose of bringing more light to this planet, because that is what ascension is requiring. That is what your own personal growth is requiring, is to move into a higher vibrational frequency. And that is the frequency of love-based thinking, of love-based decisions. You know, whenever we're in a state of fear, I would always invite myself and others to say, now, what would love do instead? We know what fear would do. But what would love have me do if fear wasn't present in this moment when I'm making this decision? What is in more in alignment? Your vibration frequency is connected to every word you say and every thought you feel, whether it's said out loud, whether it's internalized, and that sets your vibrational frequency, when whether it's positive or negative, because that's the only choice you have. And so what I'm finding now is that people are very determined to find out limiting beliefs, what's happened in their past, addressing their childhood traumas, letting them go, giving themselves permission to have a brand new life. And that is resonating to a brand new frequency and staying up with the evolution and ascending past the evolution, so they can also be wisdom givers and help bring everybody up. Somebody once told me, if you're the first one in the line of ascension, you're the first one in the gate to go through that ascension portal, you have to wait for everybody else. So you might as well go back and go help everybody else, because you're not going to go. Everybody's got to go together. And here we're going now. So what I'm finding now with sound vibration and healing, because in my humble opinion, it is the fastest way to move energy. Our belief is it's the fastest way to move energy. Well, let's do what's fast. Let's get there. This is an opportunity. I know for my own personal being, when I was doing soul child work on myself to find out limiting beliefs and why I was attracting relationships that were the same ones. This awareness through sound frequency vibration allowed me to see the patterns much quicker, allowed me to ask the question, not why does this always happen to me, but what about me attracted this? And when I was able to do that, I can see what patterns in my own childhood, and through sound healing, be able to say a prayer of intention to release it, a tone that comes after it. And guess what? It's gone. in order for me to go back to that way of thinking, it would be feeling like I'd have to get into shoes that are way too tight for me. I got to get into clothing that's way too tight for me if I want to go back. And I don't want that. And neither do you, I'm sure. So that is what I see as the biggest difference, and also the similarities between 2008, when we were all, this was being evolved and being prepared for this time, and what's happening now. So it started then where people were learning about vibration and frequency, but now they're going much deeper to say, how can sound and vibration, I understand how it works, but now how do I change mine? How do I get quickly without years of therapy to limiting beliefs that I can alleviate or eliminate now and change the way I think and shift my personal philosophies and make them unique to me? Not necessarily what I learned when I was growing up, but make them unique to me and be the sum truly of all of my experiences, but the very best experiences. And that's why I think that it's important to think that only good things happen. Because in the end, even if something is challenging that's happening, there's a message there for you. There's an opportunity to course correct. There's a message that you were not able to see in another way. So it showed up in a way that was most powerful for you. And I believe that's what every experience is for each of us. And that's why we're so unique. We're so individual. And that is the best part. And that we all get to see things, the same things, in so many different beautiful ways. But healing happens that way too. There's many beautiful ways to healing, and it's what resonates with you. But frequency and vibration resonates to healing. Disease resonates to low vibration. Healing happens at a high vibration. Health and well-being, what your body, mind, and spirit resonate to at a high vibrational frequency is what it's most comfortable with. In fact, that's what you were born with. That's what you were created by. So that is comfy, comfy, comfy for you. Anything that is less than that is uncomfortable and is artificial and is an illusion. And I think the changes that are going on now are really bringing the illusions, the things that are not true for us. We are there more and more are we understanding that we create our own reality.
Magnificent. And that whole notion of stepping out of victimhood is fundamental to movement, both individually and as a collective, towards making manifest that which is not driven by fear. I'm very curious to know, because you taught us to be practitioners as individuals, and then we operated also from a group standpoint. Could you give the listeners who have never encountered sound Reiki previously what the nuances are when it comes to working one-on-one with someone versus working in a group dynamic?
Oh, absolutely. Both are wonderful and have their own joys and expressions individually as well. So working one-on-one with someone is, especially for a practitioner, is a wonderful opportunity, because even as practitioners, everything is a mirror to us. The type of clients you invite, the type of clients that are attracted to you, are often showing something within yourself that you either have already healed or is requiring to be healed. And they are indirectly assisting you in that process of your own self-discovery when you are sharing and teaching. They say that if you want to learn something, teach it. So when we are in working with others, here's an opportunity, of course, to see a mirror of ourselves, because all relationships are a mirror of who we are. And here's what we're attracting in terms of our clients and the fundamental issues that are coming forward. So that is one little beautiful, magical thing that I find. Who's coming in next? You know, what is the subject that is the issue for them? And how does that relate to me as well? And is this a celebration of my graduation from that because I get to teach it? Or is it something that, through that conversation, I realized about something about myself? So that's a real fun thing. And working with sound, it's wonderful because there is no, you know, table. You know, in traditional Reiki, even the format is different. I used to work with people one-on-one in person, and I wasn't really sure if it would be as effective if it was going to be over video or things like that, because of course that wasn't necessary. I was very much focused on working one-on-one with somebody. But when you're working one-on-one with somebody, you're definitely focused on everything that's going on with them specifically. So they're coming in for a reason. And it's wonderful because you have to step outside of yourself in order to see what is going on with someone else. So there's a wonderful opportunity to be able to, and an exercise for your own self, to disconnect from any kinds of things that you're bringing and looking at this person as a complete blank slate. So you're looking at them. So your mind and focus is connected on what is it that's the most important thing for that is going to help them right now. Again, we're only dealing with the present. They may have a list of things that they want to work with, but they can't heal a list of things at one time. So it's important to choose something that is the most important and the priority for them that is affecting their lives and start with that. So when I work with somebody one-on-one, I do a meditation before I meet them, knowing and asking Source, who does the healing, of course, because we know that it's Source and Spirit that does the healing, to see what is it, how may I be of service? How can I be an instrument of love? What is it that is the most important thing in the time that we have together that we can focus on for this particular person to do, to change their vibration and everything that happens at that, that is attracted to them? So when we change our vibration, we change our lives. When you shift your vibration higher, the more things to love come in. And everything that you care about, everything that you love resonates to a high vibration. And if you're stuck at a low vibration for many reasons, you can't get to where you want to go from there. You have to meet the vibration of what it is that you desire. They have to match. In the world of energy, like attracts like. Opposites do not attract. And that's why when we focus on somebody, I like to take a look at see what is the most important thing and explain it to them in an energetic language and a way that they understand of what is related to them, persons, relationships, why things are coming in. So when I'm focusing on one person, I am looking at them as an individual as to what is the most important thing that is affecting them in their lives after they're ready for changing. The fact that they're even in front of me or on the phone or on Zoom is meaning that they're ready. They are ready. And so that is fantastic. And I love that. And when I'm working with a group, it's so funny because we're all connected. And when I work with groups, I do find that there is a common thread with groups as well. When I'm working with a group of people, oftentimes they are working unconsciously or subconsciously on the same issues. I have announcements. For example, I'm doing a group session with a certain type of healing. For example, maybe we're looking at a chakra or we're going to be looking at some inner child healing. I have actually looked at this and the years that were out of alignment for the group healing that I was doing was common to over 75% of the people. In other words, the groups that tend to come together have the same issues. 75% or more actually are coming unconsciously for the same healing as everyone else. And that has been a very interesting observation. And of course, it makes perfect sense that that is the case, but to see it live is kind of neat. And so while I'm working with a group, I will go into meditation beforehand. And again, take a look at now with the collective, because as we're working with a group, we're going to be focusing on the collective consciousness as we're all part of. And we have every single person and their light is so powerful. And when there's some people that doubt that about themselves. And there's an interesting book by Dr. David Hawkins, that Power Versus Force. And it's an incredible book. And I am in the process of it. And it was very paraphrasing some things. And this is going to tell you how powerful it is. You know, when everybody, you know, let's say about 200 hertz, let's use this as an example, is resonating. So this is fear and this is with love. So we have fear and love, you know, one transitions into another. That transition point where fear and the line of love then starts to move into, let's say it's around 200 hertz. When you're raising your vibration through love and moving into a 500 unconditional love vibration, they've scientifically proven that you are affecting tens of thousands of people with your light, whether you speak to them or not. And somebody who resonates to 700, so these are those folks on the earth that are now dispensing wisdom. One person can affect 70 million people. And that's not because they're speaking to 70 million people or they have 70 million followers. It's the vibrational frequency that completely is shifting and moving into everybody's energy vibrational field because we're all connected. That's why on a subconscious level, we all know what each other are thinking. So when we are working with groups, it is the collective. Now, for me, I love working with groups because not only, of course, everybody often shares the same thing that they want to have healed, but we also represent what's going on in the world. Because we are collective, there's a famous saying, never doubt the power of a small group of people, because in fact, to change the world, that's all that ever has. And so when you take a look at groups and the power of those groups, and of course, we know that the powers of especially eight books have been written on working with people affecting the collective. So when I'm working with groups, it's a very similar process. What is the primary focus for this group? What is the most important thing that we focus on that will change this group's energy based on the subject that we're choosing? Like maybe we're coming together because we want to align to a crystalline body, or maybe we want to remove some low self-esteem conversations that we have within ourselves, or perhaps we're coming together to heal this collective, not only heal ourselves and through healing ourselves in this group conversation, but we're also sending it out to the world. Whatever we do for ourselves, we do for everything, everyone. Whatever we wish for ourselves, we wish for everyone. And so when I'm working one-on-one with somebody, it's very focused and individual. When I'm working on a group, because they have so many things in common, it's almost like one giant head. It's like one giant person, oftentimes, because they're so resonating to either a high or low vibration, all of them. And they're all ready to move in the same way. And of course, when everybody moves, we all feel it. When one person heals something, we all feel it. And so when we're working with groups, it's more of a collective consciousness that I work on. I do actually work with individuals within the groups for the very reason I stated earlier, that they all have very similar issues that come up. It's very amazing how like attracts like. I mean, that is just the law of vibration and frequency.
I'm curious to gain your perspective on things that I've observed from a category of energy that I would describe as the rise of the divine feminine. And how would you describe that particular movement towards a balancing based on a considerably skewed attitude of moving forward in the world that was more electrical in nature? That is what we were conditioned and programmed and rewarded to do. Take control, step out and grab what it is that you want, at no particular concern for how that would affect generations forward. Would you please address that in terms of the whole sound Reiki phenomenon and how those harmonics work in the sound arena?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating time, again, this time that we're living, you know, moving away from the Piscean age that we were in for the last 2,000 years, which was very patriarchal. It was very male dominated, right? It was about war. It was about changing our ideas of love, changing our ideas about how we get love and spiritual ideas and things like that through different kinds of religion that affected how we would love, how we interpret love. Then we had war. Then we were in intense war. And so in the last 2,000 years, we've seen a lot of those distortions of, as you quite rightly said, where everything is very action and aggression focused. Competition has been really evolved as well. And this idea of separateness, of you had to be behaving in a certain, everything was qualified. You had to do this in order to get this. You had to be a good person in order to have this. You needed to fight for this in order to have this. The strongest survived. All of these kinds of ideas. And that came very much in the last 2,000 years. We've been so influenced. But now we're moving into the Aquarian age, and the Aquarian age is the divine feminine. So Aquarian is a feminine energy. So we are now shifting, and all of the foundations that were based on fear-based thinking, which is that was very driven by fear, questioning how we're loved. You have to be a good person, you know, and if you're not, then you're not going to be accepted by spirit in that respect. So lots of judgment, lots of fear-mongering, lots of all of those things that we were conditioned that we were bad if we don't do this. You know, if you're not a warrior and you're not good, like even in ancient times, how we measured who was successful, who was the strongest and who was the smartest and who was the best and who should be worshipped and who shouldn't be. It's so fascinating now because we are shifting our vibrational frequency on this planet that does not tolerate that kind of energy. That's a low vibrational frequency. And that's what we've been struggling with as we move into higher vibrational frequencies, which means that the lower vibration things that we have built on, like attitudes, that competition, the war, take, pressure, aggression, all of that is fear. And that is the opposite of love. And fear does not seek out love. And what we have done is we have now collapsed ourselves through these vibrational shifts, these harmonic convergences, these harmonic shifts that we've had over the last 20, 30 years, and recently, of course, and that we continue to ascend because the Earth Mother is ascending. We are part of the Earth Mother. We cannot live on the Earth Mother unless we are at the same vibrational frequency of which she is. And so we are through evolution. If you want to stay on this earth, you want to stay on this planet, we need to evolve. And not only from the planet standpoint, which we're connected to, but also our own personal spiritual evolution. And so we are looking to activate our higher self, spirit, into physical. So can you imagine that you're moving in a way that your higher self, that highest and smartest and most loving and most brilliant and most amazing and creative part of yourself, is coming into consciousness in your third dimensional reality. So in other words, can you imagine thinking with your higher self that always has the right answers instantly, not having to go into meditation, because that's the vibration you live at. You are so tapped in and tuned into that vibrational frequency that it automatically, you're now starting to see things differently. So interesting. People actually on the planet right now, some of them are living in a five-dimensional reality, not a third-dimensional reality. So all what we came from, we're so stuck in the 3D, and we are now through the age of Aquarius, now moving into the air. We're now moving into freedom. The divine feminine represents that nurturing, that caring, that cooperation, that community, that freedom, knowing very, very well and always knowing that we cannot do it by ourselves. We are not built to be alone. We are built to be together. And the last 2,000 years has tried to separate us to say, no, some are better, some are worse. And that either through wars or through medieval times, all of that up until now. And in my humble opinion, the vibration of the planet, the vibration of our consciousness is moving into and now past the point of return into love-based frequency, which means everything that was built on a low vibrational frequency of fear, of aggression, of competition is collapsing because it cannot hold the vibrational frequency of the love-based feelings and thinking and the changes that we're willing to go through right now and that we must go through now. And all of us, as we continue to evolve ourselves and to release that fear and that conditioning, either that it's coming from our own personal families or societal or cultural, or even just the fact of being a human being on this planet, how do you behave and what does that mean? All of that is changing. And it's changing for all of us. And one of the beautiful things that is happening is that although we're going through some incredible challenges and incredible shakeups right now, we're going through it together. It's not just one country. It's not just one person. It's not one half of the world. It's everybody together. I mean, when has it happened that everybody at the same time is going through the same damn thing? And so that's why you know that this is big. And because everything's collapsing everywhere, which is, again, the message, in my opinion, from Source is that that divine feminine coming back to the mother, coming back to the awakening the mother within each of us, that exist, to know that the path is not going to take something. The path is going to be encouraging. It's about inspiration. It's about appreciation of each other. And to know each of us are in it together and we're here for a reason, and that we are moving into something that is more collaborative, that we're moving into places that we're living where we care about our neighbors, where we love the fact that our neighbors are so great. Those welcome wagons are coming back and you're greeted in the neighborhood. So for me, the divine feminine is about that healing. That's what's happening in ourselves. So part of that divine feminine awakening with this age of Aquarius, raising a vibrational frequency to a very high love-based frequency of which we are all climbing up to. We're all trying to get to. What do I need to throw off the boat in order to float? And that's what we're doing, throwing off the stuff off the boat within the form of limiting beliefs, in the form of judgments, in the form of fears. Those things have got to be thrown off the boat so the boat can go faster. And that's exactly what we're doing, in my opinion, not only individually, and that why healing is so important and why healing is such a big thing, not only because of the pandemic, but also in our own lives. It gives us the time to say, well, if I'm going to protect myself from some disease, what else is it that I need to go deeper? And why, look at how afraid I am, or look at how I'm not afraid. Look at how calm I am in the midst of this chaos. Look at how much peace I never knew I had it in me. Here I am. I'm so peaceful. Everybody's coming and talking to me because we're now starting to get attuned and acclimatized, not resisting that high vibrational frequency, which is love. And love is coming, and more so from right now, the divine feminine energy that this world is moving to. So we're moving from a third dimensional reality into living consciously in physical form in a fifth dimensional reality. And again, there's some people already living in that. And we can see so clearly the difference between control and freedom. And it's the people. People are the ones that make a difference. When we have people that we think are powerful, the reason why they're powerful is because we give them that power. So everybody who's powerful in our lives is because we assign that power to them. But if we didn't assign that power to them and somebody came in and didn't know anything about them, they wouldn't think anything of it. So we assign the power to those that we feel are powerful and that are more powerful than us even. We're starting to realize that that doesn't work. It's not about somebody better, it's more powerful. We are powerful. Everybody is identifying, and through the nurturing of the divine feminine, we're finding our personal power, not to overcome other people and not for the use of diminishing anyone else, but to see the truth of a situation with compassion, with care, and with appreciation, and knowing that everybody is on their journey. Everybody is finding that path in a very different way. Some that is easy to handle and some not so much. You see that very much in our families as well. That family dynamic is, you know, really representative of what's going on in the world as well, our global family. So coming in with the Divine Feminine, I'm so excited to be alive at this time, because the Divine Feminine is that age of Aquarius, and we're in it now, and we're not changing that. It is tearing down all the foundations that represent control and replacing it in freedom. And we're going to see everything happening because of the Divine Feminine saying we're going back to the nurturing, going to who we really are, to be honest with you. And the Divine Feminine is helping us to peel off the layers of the false truths, the falseness that we have been living with and conditioned, especially for the last 2,000 years. Vibration is a huge part of that, because the frequency allows us to see it clearly.
I can't think of a better way to end this conversation except to say, as a further note, that this conversation will continue, because you have expanded your toolbox to include some more goodies that I would want to dedicate a completely separate conversation to, which will be part and parcel of making this transition as painless as possible and to diminish the amount of suffering through a false sense that what you're letting go of is what you need. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Catherine, for dedicating this time to share your wisdom with our listeners. And I very much look forward to continuing this discussion with respect to that inner child mechanism and how one really needs to tackle that so that your authenticity and wholeness and integrity of that divine soul and finding your purpose further puts us towards this whole Aquarian movement.
Fantastic. Well, it's been such a pleasure to be with you and with y'all. And I really appreciate your openness and have the open heart and open mind and like-mindedness. It's such a pleasure to share. It's such a pleasure to be in your energy.
In the meantime, Catherine, could you please tell our listeners how to find you if they were looking to pursue Sound Reiki or any of the other programs that you make available to the masses?
Absolutely. We can send you some links as well to the different programs that we have, but soundreiki.com is where you're going to find me. And you're going to find all the work that we're doing through the programs that we have as well. So come on to soundreiki.com. We also have a Facebook presence as well, the Sound Reiki Institute, should you like to see us and join us there as well. And look forward to seeing you with some of our programs and love to feel your energies. So thank you so very much.
I very much look forward to reconnecting in the near future. Thank you, Catherine.
Blessings. Thank you.
That was part one of my conversation with Catherine Varga. All of you subscribers and patrons, stay tuned for part two.